one thing for all the committee members, we expect we're going to start on time. If we don't have a quorum, we're going to start, and that's not really fair. I think, if I may just divert a little bit, Representative Holbert was chair last year, and she had the same principles, and it worked. You start on time, and if you get going, you finish early. Is that right, Representative Holbert? That's our process here. We expect to do the same thing. The members should be in their seats, and so we can start. If we have a quorum, then we can conduct business. If we don't, to the extent that we can, we start hearing testimony. And I think it's not fair for those people that are coming testifying if we don't have a quorum. Some of these people come quite a distance, and they do have something to offer. And I think you that have bills, all of us that have bills, certainly should respect each other as far as their testifiers go. So we expect to start on time. If I'm not here, because my vice chair is not here, someone will start on time. Representative Herbert, do you have your hand up?
I do, and I'm sorry to have to back up here, but in looking at the minutes, Representative Nelson was both present and excused, and I was nowhere, and so I'm a
your middle name is Nelson.
I was
Nelson.
Supposed to be excused.
That's correct.
So I'm thinking there is a correction.
So I didn't catch that. The minutes will be corrected, Representative Herbert. I think your middle name is Nelson. That was your maiden name, isn't it?
Nope.
Then we do have an error. But anyhow, as far as some of the things that we would like to observe in the committee, definitely there's, as you're well aware, for the new members, we don't allow clapping from the audience or here either within the committee. And generally, with rare exception, we do not eat in committee. But some of the members, I think Jeremy, was it Jeremy brought?
Yes,
Jeremy,
yes.
And then Abby cooked. I'm going to introduce you to Abby made cookies, not cooked. But we'll pass those around, and this is probably one of the rare times, except occasionally somebody thinks they have to bring something to get a bill passed, and it has to be pretty elaborate. It's going to be deviated, I'll tell you that now. But so some of those things we want to be careful that we do. And again, we shouldn't have any cell phones ringing or coming in committee or even in the audience because, again, it's distracting. If you do have a cell phone or something, be sure it's shut off. If you need to call, get outside. And the less activity you have going back and forth, it would be nice if this wouldn't happen. We recognize sometimes you can't get in committee on time and because of certain reasons, but if you feel that you have to keep running in and out, it might be better just to stay out rather than rocking back and forth with someone. And again, as was pointed out, if you know you can't make the committee, be certain to get excused to either my LA or the CA, and we'll take care of that. But maybe before I get into that, now I think we have all members here, we could start with introductions. And again, I introduce myself as Representative Bernie Leader. I'm a representative from northwestern Minnesota. I serve parts of four counties. And as much as we don't like to speak about it, I'm in my 12th term. So and basically, the reason I'm here is because I'm interested in transportation and everything that's going to happen that we hope is going to happen. We think we've got it, but I think the need is just about there. Over the number of years that we've been around, we have to start addressing some of the issues we've not addressed in the past. And if we may, Representative Holbert, would you want to start on the right-hand side and introduce yourself and say what you expect, who you are, or anything you want to say?
I'm Mary Liz Holbert from Lakeville, and I'm pleased to hear that Chair is going to start on time.
And Representative Holbert was the past Chair, and I appreciated working with her. We had a good working relationship.
Thanks.
In committee. You sure you don't want to say anymore? We got a lot of time.
I'm positive. I'd actually like to get done early. You know me. I like to be efficient, so.
Representative Ruth?
Thank you. I'm Representative Connie Ruth, representing Owatonna Wasika. That's my term.
Representative Will Morgan, I represent Boonesville. I'm part of Savage, and I'm looking forward to addressing some issues that affect the families and businesses across the state in transportation.
Representative Jeremy Kalin from Chisago County, the Swedish Lutheran Riviera.
And my professional training's in architecture and community planning, so really looking forward to building the infrastructure, and especially when it comes to our roads and dealing with Chisago County's in-between status as the only non-metro, metro MnDOT county.
I'm Terry Marr, represent Nicollet and part of Sibley County, and especially looking forward to talking about county roads and bridges.
I'm Mike Beard. I'm the representative from the cities of Shakopee and Prior Lake. This will be my third term. The first 2 years I was here, I served on this committee. The last 2 years, I was an ex officio member, which was created so that I could continue to chair the aviation subcommittee, one of my other passions besides trains, boats, and cars. I think they used to say if it floats or flies or rolls around, Beard's probably on it somewhere.
Hi, I'm Linda Slocum. I represent 63B, Dan Larson's former house seat. That's Eastern Richfield, Easton Central, Bloomington. And I have the 62 Crosstown, the 35W494 corridor. I'm a little interested in transportation.
You got the airport, too.
I got the airport, too, yeah.
Could we get, Frank, would you look? We're going to skip Ryan temporarily.
Hi, I'm Representative Frank Hornstein from District 60B, which is the southwest part of Minneapolis, and I've served on this committee since I was first elected in 2002, and very looking forward to chairing the subcommittee on transit, but I'm interested in the whole range of transportation issues.
I'm Alice Houseman. I represent district and community district called Midway Area, Pullman Park, St. Louis Park, and the city of Buffalo Heights. And I've had the good pleasure to work with our chair, Bernie Dieter, for some time, and have learned so many things from him. And one of them I've learned is the importance of transportation planners and legislators to think about us as one Minnesota, and that is when we have a solution on the table, that it really is a solution for rural and metro, for roads and transit, and Bernie has been one of those who has always had that vision for the state. And Representative Leader, I know you've been known to crack the whip, and I just want to point out to you that you're putting quite a few guidelines before us, and Representative Junkie, I just saw his guidelines, which he presented to his committee, and he handed them out, and what it said was none. So we know that we have to obey. But we'll try to obey all of
them. These are guidelines.
I'm Representative Mike Nelson from the southern half of Brooklyn Park, and like Representative Beard, I have been the last two years. I was not on this committee, but I was on it before that, and I'm happy to be back.
I'm Melissa Hortman. I represent the other half of Brooklyn Park. So Brooklyn Park is well represented here today. And this is my first time on the Transportation Finance Committee, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Representative Shelley Medora from Apple Valley and Burnsville. I'm thrilled to be here. Transportation is a huge issue in our community, and I'm very excited about being vice chair for the Transit Committee. So thank you.
Al Doty from 12B, that's Morrison and Crow Wing counties. Farmers in the south that think they should get their grain and their cattle to market. Camp Ripley in the middle that thinks they need transportation every day. Lots of lakes in the north that think they need to get back and forth for weekends. This will be a great committee. Looking forward to it.
I'm Sandy Mason, and this is my first term. I'm from 38A, which is basically the western portion of Eagan, and I have three precincts in Burnsville. And my area does, we've got 35E, we've got 494, we've got the airport. And while I was on the Eagan City Council, I was the liaison to the Minnesota Valley Transit Authority, and while I was on that, we started the Suburban Transit Authority.
Actually, if I could just cut it off there, the rest of our staff, and we'll get to those staff, except for Senator Representative Solberg.
I don't want to be called a senator because I don't have a wig on. Harder one. I represent Warren Sober District 3B. My district is all of Aiken County and parts of Itasca County. I live in Grand Rapids. We have County Road 63 would like to get tired someday. That's a major thoroughfare through my district. No, I'm kind of kidding. But the same issues indeed that affect us affect everybody. And Mr. Chairman, this is my 13th term. There are a couple of committees I've never served on. Taxes, and they put me on taxes this year, so I get that experience. And officially, I've never served on environmental policy or this one. So Representative Carlson and myself will be ex officio members, will be in and out a little bit, looking at trying to do the right thing for you as we give you a target. But it's a pleasure to be here. And for everyone around the table, I've always said that Representative Leader is the type of person when he doesn't say much, but when he talks, everybody listens because he's that wise.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Silverberg. I still want to say Senator. Representative Magnus, okay.
Hi, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Magnus, if you'd introduce yourself, I'll comment if you're finished.
All right. I didn't know if we were supposed to bring cookies. I've been tied up in something else here, but I'm Doug Magnus. I represent the southwest corner of the state. I have four counties down there, Rock, Nobles, Pipestone, and Murray. I have not quite all of Nobles, but I have enough of Nobles County that Highway 60 goes through there, and although I'm a state representative, and I take that seriously, I do want to do what's good for the state, number one, but it sure would be nice to get Highway 60 done. It's two-lane, four-lane, and I know it's a good fundraiser for the Department of Public Safety because they stop plenty of people going through the two-lane on a speed limit check, but anyway, I would sure like to see that get done, Mr. Chairman, you know that. So, thanks for having me on the committee.
And Representative Magnus is the lead Republican on the committee.
Correct.
And now I'd like to introduce my right-hand man. I kept him off. It's tough to keep him quiet. But anyhow, what of the gentleman on my right, if you'd introduce yourself, is the vice chair of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Ronnie Hart from Edina. I want to suggest that unless you pass a substantial funding bill for transportation, you have to not get the crosstown, Highway 169 and 494 interchange, Devil's Triangle 16, Highways 14 and 60, and others.
I'm glad you mentioned Highway 60.
Thank you.
Will you finish representing? I think, as I pointed out, the policy is not to eat, we're not eating up here. These should be passed, if you would pass those down, and we'll proceed with introducing some of the staff. And maybe if I could, two of our pages are here. We don't know if they'd be permanent pages or not, but we assume they may be assigned to this committee. And one is Amber Wallet. Amber? You can tell which one is Amber because of the color of her hair. And the other one's Lisa Luther. So thank you. It's nice to have you here.
Sure.
And we'll start with our... Well, I'll start with my LA. She's on the left-hand side. Legislative Assistant.
Hi. My name is Susie Maher, and my voice is squeaky, but I'm okay. And I'm not passing any extra germs. I had 5 radiation treatments for a benign tumor over Christmas holiday, and it went very well, but it's affecting my voice and making it a little hard for me to talk. But I can take the minutes, and I can fix it so Holbrook, you'll be on the right place in the minute.
Thank you.
I've worked with the House Transportation Committee one time before under Chairman Jim Rice in 1987 and 88. And it was very interesting yesterday at our meeting to learn how many things are still identically needed as they were at that time. And I love this subject matter, and I'm going to enjoy working with Representative Leader in this fashion. I've been in a House employee since 1981. Thank you.
My name is Abby Mann, and I'm the committee administrator for the Finance Division and also the Transit Subcommittee. And for the last 2 years, I've been in the audience doing bill tracking and monitoring the lobbying firm, so it's really fun for me to be on this side now.
Hi, my name is Matt Burris. I am with the Nonpartisan House Research Department, and I provide staffing support for transportation, finance, and policy.
And I'm Corinne Zewers, the Nonpartisan House Fiscal Analyst for Transportation and Bonding.
And Representative Holbrook, is Craig here? Oh, he isn't. I thought he'd be up here.
I can do it, Mr. Chairman. I apologize.
Thank you. I think we caught everyone, haven't we? Again, thank you very much for indicating. It seems everyone has an interest in transportation. It always helps. If we could go back to it, I'd like to, again, discuss some of the things that we'll be doing. Right now, you're seating intermixed as you want. What we're going to do, we find out, we would like to assign seats later. It makes it easier for the committee staff. So for the next couple of meetings, we're going to let you sit where you normally want to sit. It's just the assumption, by me at least, that you gravitate to the seat that you usually went to, so we'll watch after two sessions, and after that, the pages will probably put the nameplate by your, and your packets by your seat. In your packets, be certain if you have anything you want to save, put it in the packet. If it isn't in the packet, it'll be thrown away. That's been the procedure in the past, so all of those things that you don't want, there's one that's red and says save, stick it back in your packet. And as I pointed out, we definitely normally do not call the roll. The legislative assistant will note the roll as you come in. And if you need an excuse, be certain that you let someone know that you should have an excuse. Otherwise, you'd be listed as absent in the minutes, and we just do not. I'm sure no one wants to be that way either. The one thing that we should point out, I didn't, and again, the sound system, we should use the sound system, and sometimes we kind of forget that, but you should also remember, even up here, sometimes the conversation is picked up in some recorders, so be careful. Anytime you're there, you've got a mute button in case you need it, but generally, a conversation between people sometimes can be picked up, and it seems that's more sensitive sometimes than our normal hearing for some reason. It's been my intent, and I haven't been able to do it, to meet with you individually, if I can, for a few moments, just to know what you expect and what you expect is going to happen, because I think it's good. I think we're all probably the same mind that we need to do something in the area of transportation. Transportation does not only include highways or transit. It includes, for our committee jurisdiction, ports, airways, and rail. So we've got a pretty broad description of transportation, and we certainly don't want to spend all time on highways or all time on transit. We do have a transit subcommittee, which is chaired by I was going to say Hiawatha Hornstein, but that isn't my Republican friends have named in that. It's Representative Frank Hornstein. And Representative Adore, you said you work with Frank, so that's great. We expect when we move anything to the subcommittee in transportation, generally they will do all the hearing going through that, because we want to avoid duplicate hearing. It's been a little bit tough in the past where we had several committees, and sometimes the same members on the same committees, and you go to the same hearing and the same presenters. We'd like to avoid that in the essence of hearing. So basically any concept in some of the other issues will be shunted down to the subcommittee. The subcommittee will take action, but generally may not vote on the issue, but they would recommend back to the full committee. And when it gets to the full committee, it would be my intention to kind of have an executive summary by Chair Hornstein or someone, that we could avoid a lot of the duplication and some of the things, just to expedite it. Unless there'd be any objections, that's the way we anticipate we're going to work. and I think we can use our committee time to the fullest, because it just appears with the issues that we're faced with, we may be running pretty difficult on committee time. And frankly, we're not going to hear any bills the first couple sessions next week, but we'll discuss those things. But we do have some orientations and some issues that we take up before we'll be taking any bills in committee. In the committee, we want to be certain that you, with your testifiers, again, you're all elected, you've got rights, but we also have committee time to be concerned about. So anything you have certainly can come up to the committee. But we have to be concerned about the time element and some of the issues. Our function as a committee, with any of the committees, the legislature is an oversight. We're not here to micromanage. And that's so easy to get into the micromanage issues. And when I say that, for some of the members that have been here for quite some time, specifically one thing that we run into is every member can come up with a lot of highways they want built and bills and those type of issues. That gets very close, if not it's micromanaging, because you have to consider that if I want to just take the issue of highways, normally a highway bill project, not a bill, could take anywhere from 3 to 5 to 7 years, because you've got a lot of procedures to go through environmental right away and all of these problems, hearings. If every legislator come in every year, it actually would amount to the people that are in majority could get there, it would just be a disaster. So I know all of you are sitting ready for bills to come in with projects, and really, as I remember for the time that I've been here, the past committee structure has been such, we may give you a hearing, but unless there would be some extreme case, normally you're not going to get a project. Even if we pass it here, I'm sure the governor would veto it, because I'm familiar with the Commissioner of Transportation. You get into the micromanaging, they're responsible for funds and how the projects go. And I know one of the problems we have is a member of the public, you hear about this road is going to be built, they said 20 years ago. Well, there's always something that happens in the process that it doesn't. And I think you're all familiar with what happened in the last couple of months when you hear about projects in the metro area. That's not unusual. And that's one of the difficulties we have as a committee. We are definitely going to be an oversight committee. We're going to be looking at every one of the departments we have. And if you look in your committee packet, I believe it's in there, isn't it? The committees the departments that we're responsible for is the Metropolitan Council, Transit Operations, and Public Safety. While Public Safety doesn't appear that it would be in a transportation issue, but Public Safety does get some funding that comes through MnDOT. MnDOT is Minnesota Department of Transportation, if you're not aware. Some of those funds are funneled through dealing with motor vehicles, basically motor vehicles and licensing, and some of those issues are in the Department of Public Safety. Those come under our purview, like the Administrative Services for Public Safety, Capital Security that we're all aware of, Driver and Vehicle Services, Pipeline Services, that's one you didn't think of. Pipeline is quite an issue. The State Patrol comes under our domain. Traffic Safety is another one. Those are all in Public Safety. Then we have MnDOT itself, and we have the Trunk Highway MnDOT contingent. And actually, in the Department of Transportation, we have Rural Transit. They have some ties with transit, but Metro Transit is separate from MnDOT. They do correlate each other. And we also have ports. A lot of people don't think we have ports in Minnesota, but we have you may have to correct me, Representative Hoover, right off of it. We have Red Wing, we have Winona, we have Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, Shakopee. Savage. That's it, isn't it? Yeah. So there's some issues with ports. And we also have railroads, and there are railroad issues. Every year there are monies for the railroad. We have perhaps not the major carriers, but we do have a lot of short lines and some of those issues. And we also have airports and airways. And in the past we've had Representative I was going to say Mike Jarrus, but Mike Beard has chaired a subcommittee in airports. And we may have some of those issues. Well, we do have some of those issues, and we'll see how we'll handle those. And we have a committee member. She was, we increased her committee. I didn't think you were on it.
Oh, I'm here.
No, if you'd introduce yourself, Representative Severson.
Yeah, I apologize for being late. I was in the...
No, fine.
Representative Dan Severson, District 14A, Stock Rapids, Sartell, and surrounding area. Fenton, this is the beginning of my third term.
Thank you.
I've been on transportation.
Right.
Your turn. Thank you.
Are there any questions on the areas that we have oversight? Okay. Those are the bills that will be presented before us. And again, generally, in the past, we've had a policy committee. The policy and finance generally are pretty much tied together. You normally don't have much policy unless you got some finance in it. So there's some occasions where you don't have that, but again, we have the subcommittee, and we probably have a working group or another subcommittee on some of the issues which we'll address. The one thing you should remember, all of you that have bills, it's not up to the committee or the committee chair to pass your bills. It's up to you to pass the bills. It's to, you should be aware that you should have a fiscal statement or fiscal analysis. You get that, you can check with our committee or check with either with Greg or with Dan. Greg, is that? Yeah. Your person, Representative Hobart. Craig, not Greg, yeah. And, oh, there he said. I didn't see him. I thought he popped back there. I mean, they can help you in some of those issues if you need it. But again, also on your testifiers, you will be selecting who you bring in to testify. And again, for committee time, you've got a good idea how tough your bill is or how bad it is bill, your bill is. And if you bring in a series of people, we're just going to have to cut them off because we get repetition and you can get to the overkill. Frankly, I think you can overkill a bill. There's no doubt about it. That's my opinion. So we want to be careful on your testifiers. Bring in what you need, but don't bring in your whole community. And that's the other thing. We will probably, in looking at bills, bring the bills up from the people that testify from the furthest distance, because in case we don't finish, it's kind of unfair to make them drive back and forth. And to the extent that we could do that, but we could get, you know, lopsided too, and you get a situation where a lot of metro bills, because they're close, they keep coming back. So we'll kind of work that out. But basically, that's what we're going to do. On amendments, some of the committees had a 24-hour rule. It's a little difficult in a 24-hour rule. We'd like to have it that way, but we certainly don't want any surprises. But generally, to start out, we're not going to be hard and fast on a 24-hour rule, because a lot of things come up you may not have looked. And I think Representative Holmberg, you found that out too, right? It's pretty hard to enforce, and I think leave that up to the discretion of chair and staff how we'll handle it. Normally, we will take amendments the way they are unless we start running into problems as far as amendments go.
Mr. Chairman, regarding that, and I know you I've served with you on this committee a long time, and I know you to be a very fair person, but in regards to that, I would appreciate it if you would let our side know about amendments that come on. If they don't meet the 24-hour rule, at least let us have a chance to look at them if we can. And I know you'll do that. I just wanted to make this
statement. Yeah, that's good to remind the chair, Representative Magnus. I'm glad of that, because I didn't think of that myself as far as amendments coming ahead of time. And a lot of times, most of the testifiers might have written testimony. Written testimony is nice to have, too, in case you don't get completed. The fiscal notes I mentioned, you also get spreadsheets. Once in a while, you don't like to say it, but there could be an error in a spreadsheet or something you don't understand. Be sure you check it for your own benefit, because you'll probably be questioned on it. Are there any questions as far as anything we discussed? Not anyone? Anything for the good of the order? Well, then we can talk about the agenda that we'll have next. As you're aware, next Tuesday we'll go back to the university, and I think for all of us it's been, basically it's not something new, it's something that we've done in the past, except we normally had those overviews in here, and it's been really worked out real well, I think, for public participants that were there, they were able to engage in the conversation. I think they're more relaxed, and it was very productive, and we'll have again that session next week. But for you that were not where it's, were there, that weren't there, it's basically what we've done every year to bring people up to speed, showing how highways and transit and all of them are financed, and all of those contingencies, basically. And the next, I've forgotten what's next Tuesday, but you all have an invitation, I think, to look at that. But it's our intent to, next Thursday, a week from today, to have an overview from the Department of Transportation, excluding transit to the extent that transit would have its own metro transit. We might have, if time is there, for rural transit.
To your earlier point, I know there were a few people here who weren't at the university, Mr. Chair, and there were a couple of those handouts, the John Williams one particularly, that were such a good summary of history that I thought if we could make copies for those who weren't there, I just thought there were a few of those resources, the Norman Foster, have I got the right name? John Williams ones particularly struck me as helpful resource to everyone on the committee who might not have been there.
Yeah, thank you, Representative Hausman. Normally those are, as I indicated, they would have been presented in committee here, and that's, we would have had Matt do it, not that he couldn't do it, but it worked out that the university did have, the university wants to become more involved in the legislature, and they had some funds available through a grant from the feds that allowed them to put on these specific programs for us. And as pointed out, there's some really good data in those in the presentation that they had. So that answers a lot of questions as far as financing goes. We do have some copies. We could make some for someone that didn't get them. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Representative Housen. The overview from MnDOT, basically, again, like I say, we're not there to micromanage. We don't look at it. It's our understanding, at least many of us have talked to me, and I'm aware of it too, that we definitely have to determine, are we going to fund transportation, or what are we going to do, and what's the implication? Does it need it? And I don't think anybody's in here that's sitting in here that says we don't need it. We're going to find it out. We're going to find out the financial condition, basically, of the Department of Transportation, what it is. We want to know what's going on to the extent of what kind of funding do they need, or what level, or don't they need it. And in conjunction with that, there have been some developments occasionally on some of the things. Normally, and again, I don't want to take it as micromanaging, but we're going to... We've requested them to be able to respond to questions on the Wakota Bridge, the Devil's Triangle, the Crosstown, and perhaps the Stillwater Bridge. Which one? No, not that one. But not right now. But also to be... And again, like I say, not to specifically go through their whole budget, but let us know their financial condition. And that's what we can look forward to next week. That's a start. And then after that, we will go through the other reviews and departments and see how that goes. Any questions along that line? And again, one thing I didn't point out. I assume when I think all the members always treat the testifiers with respect. The one thing that always bothers me, I've seen it in a rare occasion where we get someone that works, happens to be a state employer or something, and those people are trying to do a job just like we are, and I think it's very rude if we berate or really take them on. They've got a job to do, and I think they're doing the best they can, and that's what we're going to find out. We maybe can help them a little bit, but we've got occasions, too. Sometimes we have... We have a difficult situation from if you present a bill and it may be controversial, you have someone from the audience that wants to testify, and will get up and testify, and you can't cut them off. We've already seen that, Representative Holberg. I've got already a request in that line already, and I think you know who those individuals generally they are. And technically, they're, you know, we have to give them a right to be heard. But it's a little sensitive sometimes how we handle that. So the chair does have the prerogative to cut off testifying. You know, you can say, well, you've got a minute or two, could you wrap it up? And that's what we'll have to do, and I think you should recognize that. We aren't doing it just to be mean, but a lot of times we've got a situation where we're going to have that develop, and we want to avoid those if we can. Other than that, I think we probably were on TV. Is that right? Oh. So you all looked your best today. And again, these things are sensitive, and we're on TV, and we certainly want to have the best presentations that we can, unless there are any questions. Did everybody get a cookie?
Two or three.
Those, again, normally we don't have. We do allow you to, I recognize that a lot of times, you know, you have a bottle of water or something, but try to avoid reading newspapers or anything, and I don't think that happens at committee very often, but we will be on TV, and TV goes out quite a ways, not only within the building. So again, thank you for all your interest, and we look forward to having a good, productive committee. Thank you. And the meeting is adjourned. Unless there are any questions or statements? Well, the next meeting, though, is next Tuesday, as you're aware. The bus leaves at 7, up to 10 after 7, the university, and that's all morning. And if you get a chance, if individually, I'd like to meet individually. If you let me know, if you stop in, I'd like to meet you individually with all of you at one time or another. And again, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.